We were going to preview the UCLA game. Walk-on preview, that kind of thing. Talk about college football, the Grant Top 25, other fun things happening. And then this guy joins the podcast. Unannounced, no warning, didn't tell us he was coming, but he showed up, and the episode kind of took its own path from there. A lot of you are here for him. His name is Drake Kulik. Let's have a day. Let's go.
What is the hot commodity in cryptocurrencies these days?
I don't know. That's why I was asking you.
I think it's just Bitcoin. Welcome into the Bitcoin podcast.
Well, now we're gonna get sued for bad financial advice.
No, this isn't financial advice.
This is not financial advice.
We do have Kevin on the call, though. We got Kevin. We found him. I don't know where he was. He needed a sick day. On Sunday.
Yeah, you know, the last couple of Wednesdays I've been busy with work, you know. That's why I'm calling in today as well. But yeah, Sunday, that down bad. Like top five worst hangovers of my life, and I was like physically ill all day.
Wow.
What were you doing? What happened on Saturday?
I was having a great time, Grant. That's what I was doing.
That's what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear.
Having a great time. Closing down Iowa City. Well, welcome in everybody to the podcast. It's the UCLA. Wait a second. What is going on? Hold on.
Oh boy.
Hold on.
We got, is this a, it's a caller? Is that what this is?
I don't know who's in here. Somebody.
Is this 1-800 dickheads?
caller, what's your name and what's your question?
Hello, my name is Drake Kulik, and I was calling in this afternoon to check if I was still a 1/3 stakeholder in this podcast, if I'm still invited into these meeting rooms.
Sold long ago to the intern kid Grant Allen, but
at least it went to a good guy.
We can share it, Drake. I will give it back to you if you want it.
I just need to borrow it.
Drake Kulik is headlining a fight, I think, soon.
I don't know if I'm headlining. It's just my first fight.
Are you excited about your debut?
Very excited, man. I'm very, very ready to go. I've trained a long time, very, very strenuous days in the gym to get ready for this one. And I feel bad for the guy. I wouldn't want to fight me.
I feel bad for the guy. By the way, everybody listening right now, we had no idea Drake was going to jump in on here. He'll probably be gone in a couple minutes or not. I don't know, but he's still.
I'm just coming to hang, bro. I miss you guys. I'm lonely. I'm here alone. Kaylee's in Mexico with her family. I'm just watching the dogs, bro. I never get to talk to you guys anymore. There's nothing on TV. America is back. We took America fucking back. And you know, it's a good day to be alive. So I thought I'd come join the boys.
I'm gonna clickbait the hell out of this podcast. How's the ankle holding up?
It ain't great.
No.
Nah, neither of them are. I hurt that other ankle pretty bad. I think there could be like a small fracture in it because it is so, so sore and definitely swollen. But if it's not, then it's just kind of a moderate soft tissue injury or, you know, connective tissue injury. But neither ankle is in good shape. But I don't really care. I'm fighting with my ankles.
Guys riding a bike with two flat tires.
I mean, they're not flat. They're just, they leak.
Kevin, are you reserved? Do you have reserved pins and plates for Drake when he does inevitably require his ankle replacement? Or
no, if you want to reserve them, you got to pre-order them.
Okay. Do you get a discount or?
No.
Okay. Definitely not from Kevin.
Not from Kevin. Fuck that.
For Drake, absolutely not. I might charge him above list price.
Gonna upcharge him. Wow. That is incredible.
The thing is, Drake's a Jew, and I will not allow for myself to be upsold. So I'll go shop your prices around, Kevin.
That's fine, because I don't want my products going in your body, you abusing them the wrong way and giving my products a bad name.
That's not what you were saying back in college when you were trying to convince me to put your product in my body.
Well, that was college Kevin. He didn't. He doesn't need you anymore. He's ascended.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm pretty sure that was a dick in the
butt. It was a dick joke. Yeah.
I don't think he
is married now, so.
I mean, this podcast is we play UCLA this week on a Friday.
Who gives a fuck? It's UCLA. I can't believe that program even exists anymore in that hellhole, that fucking satanic cult gathering that is Los Angeles.
This one is gonna just, this is gonna tickle the spine of every Drake fan that ever was, because you're hitting all the buttons tonight, Drake.
You're welcome. I still pay the bills.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, now I feel like we've missed Drake for. Oh, we haven't had Drake on a podcast for a public podcast for a year.
Didn't Drake come to?
I joined the coaches.
Yeah,
he joined the coaches podcast, and then he was also there for the live event, which was. I guess we didn't put that out to the people. Maybe. I don't. Anything else exciting in your life you want to catch the people up on, Drake, or is just still same old Drake? Same old Drake.
Same old Drake. You know, getting a lot closer to the job, so that's going to be an exciting new chapter coming up.
Lots of fun. Lots of fun. What would we call it? Guessing from the fans in the Discord.
Oh yeah,
pontification, but I don't know what I'm trying to say, but people are trying to guess what's taking you away from this a little bit more, and there are some great guesses. There are some fantastic guesses across the board.
What's cool is that I've got to meet some really stellar people through this whole process, and the team that we've built is a group of dudes that anybody would want to hang out with. It's just a fucking group of dudes that, man, it's a cool group of folks that I'm getting to
associate
with.
Did you say it's
with.
A group of dudes fucking dudes?
Well, I mean, we just talked about this, Kevin. We do weird stuff. You remember college?
It did kind of make it sound like you guys might touch each other, but I suppose there's some of that.
But in reality, most of what it is it's going out to gun ranges and blasting off tons of ammo while talking shit and setting up plans. It's been a pretty fun little gig so far.
That does sound fun. Have you kept up at all with the college football season, Drake? You watch college football anymore? Do you watch ball?
I watch the Hawks. I still want to see my coaches succeed. Obviously don't know any of the players anymore, so I don't feel really attached to them necessarily, but I do want them to do well so that our coaches do well. But okay. Aside from that, I haven't been watching a ton. I'll watch some of the big ones because they're like on primetime. I watched Ohio State and Penn State, and Oregon just had a big game the other day. I watched that. So some of the big ones.
I feel like in your disappear path in life where you just eventually are off the grid, football is definitely one of those things that at some point you just like you're completely out of touch. You just have no idea what's happening.
I'm definitely out of touch with it. I still try and keep up with the NFL a little bit through fantasy and through our friends because I obviously want to see the boys succeed.
Victory Monday for Josie Jewell this week.
Yeah, shout out to Josie, man, getting that dub. And also, I don't know if y'all saw the play where Chris Olave was murdered, but somebody, Josie needs to take the stand and be cross-examined because he was looking at the ref trying to argue that call like he wasn't just 3 feet away from actual malicious intent first-degree murder.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
What murder? He was the best guy around.
I'm telling you, Josie's a psychopath. He saw Chris Olave's head get detached from his body, throws his hands up in the air when he sees the flags, and starts arguing it. I'm like, dude, okay. What, Josie?
If, admit to nothing, never snitch on your friends.
If I know,
that's true.
It, the very little I know about the NFL, is Olave on the Saints? Is that who they played?
Yeah.
Okay. And so he came across the middle and got decapitated, and Josie... I mean, what do you expect? Josie to not stick up for his boys?
No, I mean, I understand it, but it was hilarious to see because it was one of those just like so obvious, this is targeting. He hit him directly in his chin strap.
So like, this was the equivalent of there's three guys in the street. Two guys go up. One of the guys pops some other dude in the head with just straight capital murder right in front of a police officer. And his friend goes, oh, he didn't do it.
Legitimate.
Love that. Love that for Josie. It's tough sledding over there in the Carolinas.
Yeah.
Man, Josie Jewell just could not find himself onto a playoff squad, could he?
Yeah, but he found himself a fat ass fucking contract.
A big check. And that is the other day, not to like totally expose our group messages, but I think it was you, Drake, who was like, yeah, but how does it feel when the game check hits?
That wasn't me.
So somebody said that, and I was like, that would make it a lot better when you come in on a Monday or two, whenever that thing hits. And for Josie, it's like, I don't know, run the math. It's like $100,000.
Oh, no, it's way more than that.
Is
way,
it?
Way, 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 way more.
Oh, yeah.
Than that.
His contract's stupid fat. Like, what's he making? Like
if we're actually counting his pockets, his check is like $450,000 a week.
We're obviously counting pockets. It's me. That's wow.
And that's after taxes.
That's actually fantastic.
It's crazy. Is that still only half of Kevin's salary? Actually,
yeah, right.
That's what's crazy about it.
I don't even know if it's half. That might be
agreed, Bone Thug.
That's pennies on the dollar to what Kevin's bringing over there, putting metal and old ladies.
You know, it's all about the stock option, baby.
That's important. I've heard stock option is good. And whether Drake said we got our country back, no matter what side of the debate you're on here, tell you what, market was doing great today, day after the election. We play UCLA. We will talk a little bit of ball. I just feel so unmotivated too now that Drake's in the chat.
Welcome, gang.
There was some people, Drake, that were like, hey, we're on a bye week. We are. So that's probably something you don't know, Drake, is that the Hawks have a bye next week.
I did not know that, no.
Yeah, so the day that you're fighting, right, the 16th.
Yeah, which I have bad news about, boys. There's no live stream.
I know. We told the DHT, the Patreon pod, that supposedly that's the case. That's so ass.
An absolute heartbreaker, because I know there were a lot of friends who wanted to watch, and it always fires me up to know that the boys are watching.
Will there at least be like a recording that we can watch like after the fact?
I certainly would hope so, because I need to be able to study it. Like, it's my first fight.
I was going to say, like, this promotion is somewhat respectable. Like, do they literally have they have no broadcast option for this? That's crazy.
It's because of the Indian casino laws.
So if I gave someone a couple logins, could we get someone to live stream it on like a cell phone, or is that also against the rules?
I don't know.
Okay.
I do not know on that one. I think the issue is because the Indians own the land, they make the rules and they try and charge a huge premium to be able to video out of it. And I don't think the promotion could afford it.
Hmm. You know, I was impressed. I told my brothers, Drake, that you're fighting, and I showed him the little promo graphic that they made up. And Austin was like, dude, WFC? Like, that's a decent size promote. Like, that's legit. So You must have got yourself into something. I thought that there was a chance this was just back alley, like in a warehouse. Rusty,
no, it's rusty
nails laying everywhere.
No, it's in a big like not theater necessarily,
how many
but
people
it's also
are going to be
not
at
a
this
conference
thing.
Room. I don't know. I probably 2,000.
Jesus, that's
maybe
a lot.
Not. Maybe not. Maybe 1,000. I really don't know.
I thought that like in the 500 to 1,000 range would be a lot of people, to be honest.
And maybe it is. I have no idea.
Okay. You're just going to punch somebody in the face.
Listen, dude, like I said, anybody, any place, anytime. Some people talk about how they can fight and how they're fighters. I'm really trying to live it. So anybody, any place, anytime. Yeah.
One of our Patreon members did. There's been a lot of chatter about your fight. The people are fired up. They're still following you from afar. One of them said that they would offer themselves up in the next few days to fight them, so you could get a nice easy win as a little tune up for the event.
Hilarious. No,
I said,
I'm good, man.
I said that he sent us some sparring clips. I think he's probably got plenty of. There's plenty of practice going on and simulation fighting. That's
what'd you think of the sparring, Kloof?
It's weird to watch that because
did your mic just change?
Ooh, saying, can we
real
check
weird.
Check your mic real quick?
Did it? Check. 1, 2.
No, now you're good.
Okay. It's weird to tell me if it goes off again. It's weird. We are on the Zoom today for anybody that's listening just over the, or if it looks weird because we don't have the overlay. Kevin was going to call in and the Zoom always works better for internet connection when we do that. Watching the sparring clips, Drake, it's weird because the only fighting that I ever see is full speed, like, you know, highlights from the events, like UFC events, right? Sure. So it's not so slow, but it's slower and it's a little bit more calculated, and you know, that guy is trying to help you in a sense, work on specific stuff.
No, so in that instance, in those spars, I told him just be you because you're better than this dude I'm fighting.
Oh, okay. All right.
So in these instances, I don't really want somebody to try too hard to mimic my opponent because I don't really believe that in the lower levels of fighting, most of the time the opponent even knows what they're going to go in there and do. It kind of just happens. And I like my boy's skills a lot. Like he's a slick striker. So I told him just be you and that'll give me the best work.
Okay. Like, do you have a lot of your team coming with you to this fight?
Yeah, I think there's going to be a good amount of people who want to come out. It's obviously not mandated or anything, but I do think there's going to be a few people who want to come out.
Are we going to get like Ryan Bader in the corner with you or?
Yeah, Ryan CB.
That's pretty cool.
Bader isn't confirmed yet. He said he wasn't completely positive that he was available, but he was going to try and be available. And if he was, he was going to corner. So
he's
if
doing
not, Bo is going to corner me up. But yeah, Bo said, listen, if they only allow two corners and Bader and CB are both available, he's like, I'm sitting in the stands.
And this is all going to culminate in you fighting in Brazil someday.
I do very much want to fight in Brazil. I would love to also fight in Saudi Arabia.
What about the Sphere? Are we fighting in the Sphere anytime
sphere
soon?
Sphere invasion.
The Sphere is supposedly never happening again.
What?
Oh, really?
Yeah, Dana said it was a one-time thing, and especially after how much it cost.
Maybe for Drake Kulik. Who knows?
But I just want to fight. I just want to live like a crazy, exciting, legendary life. And you can't do that by not taking huge risks. And I'm just going to go out there and lay it on the line.
I would say this qualifies as that. I mean, I don't Kevin, you got any thoughts on the upcoming Drake Kulik fight debut?
You're a selfish son of a bitch if you don't take a dive for the boys.
Well,
can you bet on?
Sorry about it, buddy. Because you can't even bet on it. So why would I take a dive on something you're not even making a dime on?
We were gonna send Grant in there and have him just collect money on location, just become a bookie there.
Yeah, well, sorry about it, boys. You can bet the house, and you'll be fucking homeless.
How's the diet leading up to this? You dialed in there?
Yeah, man, I've been doing really good.
No, Jenny's ice cream pints at night.
Dude, I haven't had ice cream, and I can't even fucking remember how long.
That's unfortunate. That is tough.
But yeah, my diet is on point, man. A lot of red meat. A lot of vegetables, good starches, and some fruit, and then obviously vitamins and turmeric and all that stuff. Try and get steroids. The inflammation out of my body. Testosterone replacement therapy. It's not steroids.
It's TRT. Just a needle in the butt once a week. It's all good.
Drake, what's our walkout music going to be?
I'm going with Run This Town by Jay-Z and Rihanna.
Okay. I like it. It's a good choice.
Yeah. The lyrics, the lyrics from Rihanna's opening, it's not even a verse. It's a, whatever you call it, the hook, or I'm not sure, but just her opener, the lyrics fit so perfect, and it's just such a banger and such a hype song that I like it.
Okay.
It may change up eventually. I also really liked Many Men by 50 Cent.
Sure.
It's just a cool one to walk into a fight.
What about like Who Let the Dogs Out? Baja Men.
No. Okay. There was definitely some Jelly Roll in the mix. Jelly will probably be in there at some point because I won't have the same walkout song every time. But
from Queen Creek, Arizona.
Santan Valley.
Santan Valley Drake.
But they'll probably say Mesa, to be honest.
I don't know. I'm just throwing out ideas. Hey, I'm just.
God, that would be comical. Oh, shit. I would need broadcast refeed of that. I would need the backstream of that, man. Oh, my God. Walk out to Who Let the Dogs Out and then just beat someone's ass. That would be great. You know, Drake.
I don't plan on being in there for very long. I think this one is going to be done in one.
I think that's a good strategy. Might as well not get tired. You know, the Hawks going out to UCLA, Drake. They take this. They're going to be in the Rose Bowl.
How about it?
We didn't do so good there.
I hope that. Excuse me. Sorry. I hope that K4 and the boys, they got really long screw in spikes because Lord knows that footing is trash.
I think there was actually, I think Lysico said something about their footing this week. I don't know. I hope they, maybe it's a little, I don't know. We certainly couldn't
maybe
figure
it's
it
not
out.
As bad because they put brand new sod down and spray painted it for us in the Rose Bowl. So maybe this won't be as bad, but
that stuff was spray painted bad, dude.
Dude, that grass was so whack. The only thing that was worse was that they decided to take the fire hose to Yankee Stadium before our game because they didn't want us to destroy their surface. So they had us playing on a fucking skating rink.
As bad as we looked in the Rose Bowl, the experience of being on Yankee Field was actually absurd.
It was like the worst thing. That was the worst football experience you could have ever had.
I don't think people that weren't on the field that day like truly understand what we were dealing with.
Like you have to do what I just said. Go outside and spray hundreds of gallons of water on your yard the night before a deep freeze and then go out and try and be an athlete on that surface.
Kevin got knocked out, so he probably doesn't remember dealing with that surface either. Kevin.
And Kevin's still knocked out.
And he's dead right now. I don't know where he went. Maybe he's not in.
Oh.
It says he's in here. Maybe he got pulled over.
Oh.
In the car.
I think the running back from Boston College was wearing like LeBron's during that game, if I remember correctly.
Cause it was what was cleats. It? What's his name? He went to the Packers.
AJ Dillon.
AJ Dillon. Dude's an absolute dog. Weighed like I think he weighed 260 when we played him.
Legit.
Like he was the heaviest running back we ever played.
Yep.
Well, but speaking of running backs, Drake, what do you know,
Saquon.
You were in that. Saquon was not heavier than AJ Dillon.
No, I thought you were going to say, speaking of running backs, what Saquon did.
Oh,
do we just want to name running backs?
No, I just want to claim that I've been saying Saquon was the best running back on the planet since 2016. And I'm still to this day saying when Saquon's healthy, he's the best in the world.
What he did this past weekend with that backwards hurdle is something that you just don't, that's, I mean, you don't even find that in video games.
No,
you can't do it. It's not even, there's no control for that. And
you think
NCAA.
You think they're going to add that? You could like circle button and in the middle of your spin, you can hurdle up out of the, that'd be cool.
I hope not. Cause some dude online is going to figure out a way to do it to me all the time. And it's definitely going to work.
I saw a tweet that said Saquon just got so many running backs chewed out after they try this.
Oh yeah.
Because nobody's
the amount of people who are trying to be Saquon just because it looks unbelievably sick. Like you just can't do what that man does. He's one of the most truly talented running back, just truly talented athletes to ever grace this planet.
How many 10th graders are going to try that next year?
Too many, dude. Because high schoolers are just simply too.
They're dumb.
They're too dumb. My sophomore year. In our very first game of the year, first quarter, quarterback tries to throw a flat route, and I'm just there. He just threw it to me. Yeah. I take it to the house, and from like the 10-yard line, I was prime timing it. I had fucking high step in prime time.
I think I remember you telling me that. Yeah,
I got sat.
They sat you?
Yeah, bro. I got sat for a full quarter after that.
You deserved it.
Oh, I deserved it, dude. Because like, and I actually respect my sophomore coach so much because he did not take any bullshit from me. He forced me to grow up.
Well,
And he, you know, I didn't grow up all at once, but the little fucking shithead that I was before that season and then what I was after, you know, he made a difference in the way I acted as an athlete because he did not stand for any of my bullshit, and it was a good thing.
There was growth from Drake Kulik that season.
That season, for sure. That was the first season of growth and maturity from me in my athletic career.
That's good. It's good to grow. Yeah. 'Cause imagine if he did let you get away with that, what you would have continued to do.
No, because my head coach, the reason I wasn't playing on varsity right away my sophomore year was exactly what we're talking about.
Mm.
So I had to like win. I had to mature and win the coaches over, and then they moved me up.
High school Tyler football player was dumb too. I mean, I was somewhat athletic, but I was, you know, I was AJ Klein, Dowling sideline. That's the infamous one. I think that was my senior year. So we really didn't learn for a long time, basically until 2015. Anyway, that whole conversation was about running backs. What do you think about this Caleb Johnson guy, Drake?
He is the truth. I was texting with another former Hawkeye running back, the great and powerful LaShawn Daniels Jr., big boy.
Yeah.
And he was like, dude, when he runs, it doesn't make sense. He's like, dudes touch him and they just look like they got electrocuted. And I laughed so fucking hard. And I was like, man, that is really so true. Guys try and hit him and then their bodies just stiffen up and they fall.
Is that Caleb's new nickname, the bug zapper?
No, I don't think
the fly swatter. The fly swatter. Caleb, the fly swatter Johnson. I know what you're saying, Drake, though. Like when he hits guys and it doesn't look like he's hitting hard, I don't know who to compare him to other than the one kid in high school that I always come back to. His name is Dom Osborne. Dude hit so hard and it looked like he wasn't trying.
I mean, he's just like Derrick Henry. He's not as big as Derrick Henry, but Derrick Henry does not look like he's trying at all.
Did you know? Well, and the fact is, when Caleb gets into the open field and he runs away from people, which he does, he has that speed, it still doesn't look like he's trying.
Right.
It's so smooth. This fall, we've been doing a show with Lima every Friday from like the strength conditioning side of things. And Lima was like, that's how you teach pal mechanics right there. I mean, that is to a T. Like, that's how you want guys to run. You know, he's having a better statistical season than Derrick Henry's Heisman season.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's got way more touchdowns. He's got a few more yards, 9 games in. And he's having a better statistical season than the last two Heisman running backs.
Unfortunately, so is Ashton Jeanty.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been having discussions the last couple of weeks that Caleb's actually probably better than him. But
As a player, he might be or he might not be. But
it's a conversation.
I mean, they're both having insane seasons.
Yeah. Man, you got to, we should have Big Boy back on the show. That dude's,
he's really, really good people, man.
Is he some of the best people we ever played with?
I mean, he was certainly one of my favorite teammates, hands down, man. A guy that you just could rely on and look up to in any situation.
Drake Kulik's top 5 teammates. Go.
Oh shit.
Can't say anybody you can't say anybody from the house.
Right. That makes sense. One I think of immediately from the running back room is Kanziri because of how selfless of a dude he was. Mm-hmm. He was a very big team guy. But then I also think Wiseman.
Oh yeah.
For every obvious reason in the book.
Yeah, just name a reason. You know, he's a tangent. I think he's like the strength coach of some athletic program over in
Israel now,
in Israel.
Yeah, I think he did leave the Cubs and he moved to Israel, I think.
That's crazy, dude.
Right? Insane.
I mean, and I'm not, although I am a little bit educated, I've been listening to a podcast, all the stuff that's been going on with like Israel, like, you know, Hamas, like all of that stuff. He's over there.
Yeah.
Trust me, man. I listened to a podcast about this.
I listened to 9 got hours this one podcast under about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Don't worry. No, but it's just like, it's crazy to think that he's over there. It's so wild. Anyway, Wiseman, great choice. Kanziri, love his recruiting story that he told when he came on the show.
Hilarious story, right?
Unbelievable. Like Coach Ferentz called him and he's like, yeah, I'm good.
So here's the thing. For me to choose 5 feels almost impossible.
Well, it is impossible. Yeah.
Because like Kanziri came to mind right away, but it would be hard for him to make the list because I mean, then you got Plev and Cox both.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, this isn't an indictment to anybody you don't name. I mean, we played with quite literally over 200 guys. It would be tough to, you know.
Golly. This is a brutal one.
It would make sense that they were running backs too, because those are the guys you spent the most time with.
And I want to say, the combination of James Morris and Chris Kirksey, because they as a pair really like tried to help me out and make me feel comfortable and make me not feel like a fucking walk-on loser piece of shit. But I just mean that was the position I went into right away.
Yeah, you were with
and
them. Yeah.
They were in zero way big time of me or anything. They both were always talking to me and trying to help me out and stuff. So I mean those guys would be a real hard pair to leave off the list. And you got Brandon Sheriff, who was like a big bro to me for the couple years that he was there.
Another guy with fat game checks.
All-time savage. Just an all-time savage. But then I want to go with a guy like Brett Van Sloten because he's an all-time Hawk. Just an all-time locker room guy.
Team dad.
For sure.
You haven't even said Buford Ross.
Right. How do I leave off Beauregard?
Well,
It's just impossible.
There's
to
a lot
come
of
up
good
with
guys. There's a
five.
lot of good guys.
Yeah.
When you said Kirksey and Morris, and throw Hitch in there too, although he was a little
I just
less.
didn't have as close of a relationship with Hitch. Hitch was always super nice to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he was just quiet in general. He wasn't as social with most guys on the team. When you think, you know how KF used to talk about Bob Sanders as a guy who changed the program?
Yeah.
Do you think that 10 years later, Morris and Hitch, those three linebackers our freshman year, I almost view them in the same light. I feel like they have those three, along with a couple other guys, but those three specifically had a huge impact on even how the program looks today. Like their ripple effect was deep.
Yes, I think it started with Greenway and Abdul.
Mm-hmm.
And then that made being a linebacker at the University of Iowa like cool and like a sought after thing to be. And then, I mean, we still had great linebackers leading up to it. But then when you had the trio that we just talked about, Hitch, Chris, and James, it's like you had the best linebacking crew in the entire country. And from there, it hasn't stopped. We've had Butkus Award winners and whatever. Hey, guys, relax. And we've had Big Ten Defensive Players of the Year all over our linebacking core. So I think between those two, the pair in the early to mid-2000s, and then the trio – that was what made being an Iowa linebacker a cool thing to be.
Yeah, it's almost like Chad Greenway walked so Jay Higgins could fly, you know?
Yes.
Jay Higgins is a dog, by the way.
Yeah, Jay Higgins is an awesome player.
We might still have the best linebacking core in the country, like this year, with Nick Jackson and him.
I mean, I certainly love watching these guys play. I think we have a competitive linebacking core with anybody any year ever because, well, A, we're getting good players, and B, the University of Iowa develops its players, especially its linebackers, behind the great and powerful Goat Wallace like no other program in the country. You come to Iowa to play linebacker, you're going to leave 10 times better a linebacker than what you came in, and you will for sure know that you reached your potential.
The one and only Seth Wallace.
The GOAT.
Speaking of Seth Wallace, I wonder if I could share this, actually. There will be a... I haven't even told you guys this. I went and did this by myself. I'll just explain it, because I don't know if I'll be able to pull up the email right now. For anybody listening, I just got our... Christmas inventory, walk-on inventory that will be available very soon towards the end of the month here, middle end of the month. And one of the designs that we're doing this winter is a Christmas Goat Wallace.
So are you putting Rudolph like nose and antlers on the goat?
Let me just, I need to find. Oh, buddy. Can I share the screen? Drake, you're going to need to wear this. In fact, we should have early released this. We should have got this rolling so that you could have worn this to your
friend. Worn it in a walkout? Yeah, that wouldn't happen, but it would be funny.
Can you see this?
Yeah. It's small, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm 30 and I don't know how to zoom in on it, but it's Goat Wallace with like Christmas patterns. There's snowflakes. It's the same goat with Wallace's face, and then he's wearing a Santa hat. It's
very cool.
It's pretty cool. Maybe some other things on here too. Just a few things from the walk-on lineup. Patreon.com if you want some. If you're going to order from the walk-ons, Patreon.com/washupwalkons. Sign up for any level. You're going to get a discount code that pays for your subscription, and then you get other perks as well. It's like free perks if you plan on ordering merch this Christmas, which you should, for the Hawkeye fan and walk-on fan in your life? I feel like, Grant, you have anything to say about UCLA? Anything about this matchup you really wanted to bring to this podcast? I'm kind of just making it the Drake Kulik episode because we're not going to get him again. So.
Currently, UCLA is number 9 in opponent rushing yard defense. Mm. What do you think of that?
Well, that's definitely the part of their defense that they want to have buttoned up before they play us. If they have a defense with that good of rush defense, or if they're that good at rush defense, they either have a secondary that's absolute dog water
dinger,
or they have an offense that's even worse than that, because aren't they like 1-6?
They are 3-5,
and they've gotten their two of those wins are in their last two.
They're on a little bit of a momentum right here. They were 1-5 that, and then they've won two in a row. They just beat Nebraska, went to Nebraska, beat them. Actually, you do know that, Drake.
Hilarious.
Because you texted Searles.
Because I texted Searles.
Which he didn't respond, by the way.
He's got to be in pain, man.
Guy's hurting bad. They are still hunting for a bowl game. Not sure Huskers will see one this year in year two of Rule. But you are right in that first estimation, Drake. Their pass defense is bad, bad, bad. I want to say they are like 120th out of 134 teams.
Unfortunately, that is the area of your defense that you want to be lacking in if you're playing the Hawks.
Yeah, this would be the orientation you would want. Now, I will say this about the rushing defense. I don't think they've played a rushing attack quite like the Hawks.
I would say not many teams have one quite like the Hawks.
Right.
Which, hey, I was a big, big, big critic of the offensive line over the last 3 years.
I wanted to bring that up.
They are run blocking significantly better than they have in years.
There's a little grit there.
There's more grit and more cohesiveness.
We think that it literally, you know, that episode that you and I did where we went back and looked at the recruiting classes and we kind of dissected why we were at the point with our offensive line.
Yeah, we were like 3 for 11
in like,
in
like the 19, 20 and 21 classes.
Mm-hmm. But those guys are seniors now.
They're finally to the point where they developed, they got time, they have experience. They weren't like playing catch up because they were thrown in too early. And this is the product. Like we actually have a I would say a good offensive line. I don't think it's a Joe Moore Award offensive line.
No. It's a good offensive line.
But it's a good college offensive line.
I still do not love watching them in pass protection. I can't lie.
They're better than they have been though.
They're better than they have been. Sometimes it just doesn't make sense, but they are better than they have been.
I'll give them this too. Some of the passing stuff and a new system. It's not an excuse, but they are in year one of a new offensive coordinator too. So they've had, you know, there's some new plays, some new stuff that they are learning. So that could be a part of it. Dude, we played Wisconsin this past weekend. We beat the shit out of them.
Which was awesome.
Awesome. We ran for 329 yards against the Wisconsin Badgers.
That's how you beat a football team, man. That's how you just drum them up.
It's incredible. It's absolutely amazing.
How many yards does Caleb have on the season? Like 1,300?
You pull that up, Grant? Pull some KJ2 stats?
I think it's just over 1,200.
I'm not going to lie. I really do appreciate having a mobile quarterback behind center.
You like Brandon Soley?
I just like the mobility, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I'm not gonna lie, Cade wasn't throwing the ball like any kind of sniper. And no. if you're a short statue that is not that accurate, I mean, what are we working with there?
Yeah, at some point you gotta have something to hang your hat on.
And this kid can get himself out of trouble. He can run an RPO. In college, that's what you need, dude. You have to have some mobility back there because you don't have Peyton Mannings in college that are just standing back there and dissecting defenses and beating them like a coach from the sky.
Yeah.
It just doesn't happen. So you got to be able to get loose.
I think you and Hawkeye Nation maybe for not always the case, but I think you agree here. I think there's agreeance between Drake Kulik and the people.
I'm glad that Sully is a quality quarterback, though.
He's good enough, right? Like through the last two games, he's certainly getting it done. Grant,
dude, it's his first two starts with the Hawks. I think he's doing better than that.
I know, yeah. I think we're fully behind him. We love what he's doing. You know, we still do awards winners around here. Kevin, I don't know if you're still in here. It says you're still in here. I hope Kevin didn't run himself off the road. And he's just in a ditch.
Yo.
Oh. Hey.
Still alive.
Still here.
Awards winners, huh?
How about it?
Should we do some?
Some people say it's the best segment out there. I don't know. So
people are saying.
There's a conversation happening about it.
Drake, remember when you were pardoned or whatever for your record at some point and you were like self-declared better than you actually were at last year, early in the season at some point?
Yeah, dude. There was a fight that I picked that absolutely was a fucking rig job, and the head boss even came on after the fight and was like, the fact that this was the decision, it like shows that these judges should never work again. They have no idea what they're looking at. And he absolutely did not win this fight, and so Uncle Dana pardoned me of a loss.
Well, good for him. That was nice of him. I don't expect you to give any picks, Drake, or even have any clue. Grant, you might even have the two games that are happening right now as we speak on the TV.
There's football happening right now?
Oh, there is Maction happening.
It's the football is happening right now. Western Michigan, Northern Illinois.
How are you even in this conversation right now? I'm surprised you're not glued to the TV.
Yeah, we got multiple screens going on right now.
Of course we do.
But yeah, we've been getting shredded, though. I have not won a single Maction pick so far, which is just how it's meant to go, though. So
that's tough.
It wouldn't be Maction without it.
I can start us off here. You're not going to hear the music because when we're on the Zoom, it's too low. It doesn't give you the effect. I'll have to maybe put it in later.
Should you do like a little acapella, maybe?
No.
Okay. DJ.
Kevin. Yeah. All I do. Jesus Christ. I'm going with the Iowa Hawkeyes. Kluver's taking the Iowa Hawkeyes over 8-1. Drake, 8-1 this year. Over.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
No, I genuinely can't.
People have been making money on the Iowa unders for years now. Some would say a decade. Iowa football this year, 8-1 have got the over. Hit the over. So we are taking Iowa UCLA over 45 is what I see it right now on DraftKings. And I feel like that's
wow.
What's the line on quarter you go to sleep in potentially? It's a night game, Friday night. What's the total on that?
I will watch the entire game, Grant, because it is the Iowa Hawkeyes.
There we go.
Normally,
that's what I wanted to hear.
I would fall asleep before the clock struck 10:00. Oftentimes before that. The next game I'm going to is Minnesota Rutgers. Minnesota at Rutgers, -6. I'm taking the Gophers.
Did you say you're going to that game?
No. I'm just going to it next as my pick.
Oh. That's a weird way to say that.
Yeah, sorry you were confused. Purdue at Ohio State. I'm tempted to take them +38, but they're so bad this year, I'm not going to do it.
It's 38 is so many points, though.
It's a lot of points,
so
dude.
Points. 38 is so many points.
Do you remember what, Grant, what Notre Dame did to Purdue earlier this year?
I know, but
do you remember the Wisconsin team we just beat did to Purdue several weeks ago? They beat it by 48.
It's so many points.
Yeah, Purdue is so bad. I'm not getting baited
then
into it.
Then take the other side, then.
No, because when I see spreads that wide, I don't trust anything. I get scared. Okay, right. I am going to go to the Iowa State Kansas game, and I said it again, Drake. Like I'm attending the game in Arrowhead Stadium, which I believe is where it's at. I'm not, but I'm going to go there for my next pick. Iowa State just dropped an absolute stinker last week. Tough one for them.
Did they win?
No, dude, their perfect season got blown up by Texas Tech.
Yikes.
Yeah, tough one. I think they will bounce back, though, and beat Kansas, who's having a rough year. Iowa State -3. And then I'm going four picks this week. Georgia Ole Miss, sneaky line. This is one of those, Grant, that you say, oh, they're just begging you. They're begging you to take Georgia -2.5.
They are on their hands and knees clamoring for it.
Give me Ole Miss +2.5 at home versus the Georgia.
Seriously?
Bulldogs. Yeah.
I know that Georgia's offense hasn't looked great, but
I am simply playing the book here. Grant has me on these, you know, the book is just.
Well, so then why are you taking Iowa State?
Because I'm close.
Valid point, Grant.
It is a valid point. They're begging you to take Iowa State minus. I don't know if they are, though. I don't think it, I think after last week, people.
Iowa State being a 2-point favorite over 2-win Kansas is.
Do they really only have 2 wins?
They only have 2 wins.
Oh,
however, I did see in the luck ratings they were ranked dead last. So
they can blame it on that. Those are my four picks for the week. Maybe some are not controversial, but they go against each other. I don't care. I am doing well this week. I don't know what my record is up to, but all the boys on the show are doing pretty good this year in the picks.
About it.
Kevin, what do you got?
We're not going to go over G-Bone.
Oh, yeah. G-Bone.
Sorry.
When Kevin's not here, G-Bone goes last. That's what was in my brain.
I mean, the segment is named after you, Kevin.
I'm just saying, like, you know, you're kind of time sensitive on your picks because, like, they're going to be, you know, they're going to be final in the next hour and a half.
Oh, I don't know. I left the Mac ones out of it. Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah.
Yes.
I do believe that was what he was referring to, Bone Dog. Yeah.
I left the Mac out of it. I can make a separate graphic for Sunday shows where it's just exclusively Mac, just so that people can have it earlier.
It's just our Mac betting graphic.
You can, and that one's meant to exclusively fade. You don't follow those.
That'd
ones.
Be great.
Fade always.
We'll take your other picks though. Well, I'd love to hear the buffet that you have lined up for this weekend.
Okay, we'll rattle through some of these. Boston College -2, Georgia Tech +10.5 versus Miami. Miami had the greatest cover of a lifetime last year, but I don't know if they can do that 2 times in a row, so I'm going to take them. I did take Ole Miss +2.5 if we want to put our heads together on that as a group and try and get a win there. I did take Ole Miss 2.5 there, and then I took Kansas +3, going to try and repeat some magic. Texas Tech +3.5 versus Colorado. I think the Big 12 is just going to be full of chaos to close out the year. That's what I'm hoping for, so I'm going to do that. And then let's see, what else do we got here? Utah +4 versus BYU. I've fallen for the BYU trap a couple times. We're going to just jump in front of the train again for no reason. West Virginia +4.5. North Texas +6. I know earlier in the year, Kluver, you had a pick based off the 2014 North Texas team.
Sure did.
Yeah.
Sure did.
Shout out Dan McCartney. McCartney?
McCartney.
I'm going to take North Texas, though, +6, and that is not in relation to 2014, although maybe it should be. Virginia Tech +7. They are playing Clemson, and this is Clemson quitting time, if it's similar to last year. And I don't know, did you guys see Dabo?
Did they lose last week?
They did lose, and it was frankly embarrassing. Did you guys see Dabo wasn't allowed to vote? Did you see that he was saying that?
What?
He said that he tried to go vote the other day, and they told him no. They said, coach, can't be doing that. So I don't know if that's a good sign or not, but I'm going to take Virginia Tech. I think Missouri stinks. I saw they appeared in the college football playoff poll, number 24. I do not think they're very good. I don't know how else to say it. I know they're going to finish probably with a strong record, but I don't think they're very good. But Oklahoma, I think, is even worse, if I'm just being totally honest. I think Oklahoma is really bad. So I'm going to take Missouri +2.5 versus Oklahoma. And then lastly, the ULM Warhawks versus Texas State. I'm going to take them +7.5. And then
is that Louisiana Monroe?
That would be Louisiana Monroe, quarterbacked by Mr. General Booty, playing Texas State.
Oh, really? He transferred from Oklahoma, huh?
I know. There was a week where there was a chance he was going to be an Iowa Hawkeye, and it was glorious, but he is a ULM Warhawk.
I think that was only from the burner accounts, maybe.
Didn't he visit? Wasn't that? Am I misremembering that?
I don't know if he actually visited.
I might have been tricking myself because I also was a part of the train of, I think we're going to have to see the booty in Iowa City, but That is it. That is it for me.
We're going to see the booty. Oh, boy. Kevin Ward.
Grant, you never want to do you ever play the over-unders, really? You're strictly a spread guy, huh?
I like the spreads more because I can just focus on it. You know, like I don't really like doing props either because it's easier for me to just be like, okay, one side, and I'm just cheering for that team. That's all I do. It's just it's simple like that. I think I had a total last week, didn't I? Oh yeah,
you
it was
also
the,
had like
it was,
18 picks last week. So
Grant
I hope
and I had
you
a total
won.
Last week. Grant and I had a total last week that hit.
Yeah, we had the UCLA game. Yeah, that was the Grant and Kluver play of the week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. Well, appreciate you guys' picks. Wish you the best of luck. I'm going to tell you on one clue. I got Minnesota -6 at Rutgers. You know, Rutgers was one of my favorite picks earlier in the year. You know, they're making the graphic a lot. Running the ball well and playing good defense, they've fallen off quite a bit. And Minnesota has proved me wrong. I thought they were a bad team earlier in the year. They've been playing some solid football as of late. And I don't like P.J. Fleck, but he gets his guys to play hard. I think Minnesota is in a good spot here at -6, and I think they cover that out in New Jersey.
You guys convinced me. I'm adding Minnesota as well. That's what I'm going to add.
Well, don't do that. Board. That's just
you guys convinced me.
No.
We can't work together as a team.
Grant and I have been working together, and it's been working.
All right, no, I'm not. I'm not going to take. I don't want to mess with the vibes. If I mess with the vibes,
fine.
I'm not going to take.
You can take.
I crossed it out already. It's already crossed.
Now this is starting to feel like a fucking bridal shower.
It feels like a circle jerk. Is what it is.
I crossed it out.
All right, sticking in the Big Ten, the Michigan Indiana game. You know, I like the under in this game, 48.5. Michigan still has got a solid defense. I do think Indiana still puts up some points here. I think Michigan struggles put up points here. Indiana gets the win, but I think it's a lower scoring game than most people think. So I'll take the under 48.5 on that one. And then going to that SEC matchup, Georgia versus Ole Miss, I like the under in that game too, 54.5. Georgia's kind of been struggling on offense here and there. Carson Beck's not really having that great year. And Ole Miss.
He's too worried about banging his old lady and being in her TikToks and shit.
Don't know anything about that. Ole Miss has two of their best players out for on their offensive side of the ball. So
that's going to hurt them covering against Georgia.
Just trust it. Just trust.
Yeah. Trusting. Trusting.
Don't think, just do.
Drake, you got any picks or any final words for the fans at home?
Nah, man. Fucking see y'all on the other side.
It was great to have you.
Yes, sir. It was good to be back with the boys.
This gives me hope that maybe we can get you once a year.
Yeah, every once in a while when I miss the boys too much.
So that's how much you miss us. It just has to build up enough for you to jump in. That's good. Okay, we'll take that. Well, everybody, thanks for listening. 5-10-5 show tomorrow. And then we'll recap the game next week. The walk-ons coming at you every single day, every week. See you then. Peace. Hey, thanks for listening to the show. If you want more, you can check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube by searching Washed Up Walk-Ons. And if you're interested in supporting the show, head over to patreon.com/washedupwalkons where you can find bonus podcasts, merchandise, and other cool perks. Best part, half of your subscription benefits the kids at UI Children's Hospital. We'll see you next time. Hawks by a million.